James Carlton joins us now. Hi, James.
Good morning, Fran. Negative gearing is in the Reserve Bank's sights, according to the Financial Review, pressure building to cut back on housing tax breaks. Why? Because we have possibly a growing housing bubble. The growing push to abolish or scale back negative gearing received a boost when the Reserve Bank of Australia called on the government to review whether a related capital gains tax break or perhaps investment property generally is driving just too much money into housing, and the Sydney Morning Herald as well. Reserve Bank calls for rethink on negative gearing, but Treasurer refuses to change concession. We have big energy to explain billions in tax havens. Multinational fossil fuel companies, according to the Herald, behind Australia's biggest resources project, are among a group of petrol and oil companies asked to explain tens of billions of dollars they hold in tax havens across the world. So that's a tax avoidance story from big energy. Then there's wind farms and carbon emissions in the papers as well. The Canberra Times has hope in the wind. Wind farm projects in the Canberra region receive new hope, with the ACT Environment Minister announcing a second wind auction to be held this year. Of course, this comes as the federal government instructs its Clean Energy Finance Corporation to stop investing in wind farms. And the Australian Environment editor is reporting that brains are excited by wind turbines. German research on low-frequency infrasound challenges the idea turbines are not linked to health problems. And that brings us to carbon pricing and chaos over carbon hits shorten. PM reprises climate scare campaign, says the Australian. The Adelaide Advertiser reports on yesterday's private memorial service for Crows coach Phil Walsh. 1,000 people in attendance at the private service. He was a simple man with simple values and priorities. The simple things gave him the most pleasure. Family meant the most, was said at the eulogy. And Jimmy Barnes' Working Class Man was played at the end. The Melbourne Herald Sun, city bike ban. The Lord Mayor wants to ban push bikes on King, Flinders and Lonsdale streets, saying they're not safe for cycling. And of course, Hollywood heartthrob Johnny Depp's wife, Amber Heard, is set to play a starring role in a real-life courtroom drama. She's been charged with smuggling Boo and Pistol, that's their Yorkshire Terriers, into Australia on their private jet. And that's led to some wonderful headlines. Depp's wife in the doghouse, rough justice, rough, collared, long arm of the poor, Depp dog debacle, and a war on terriers heads to court.
Oh, wow. Thanks very much, James.